said. I saw your face and I felt your presence when I should have just been listening. Tell me about it. I know we're living separate lives. Tell me about it. I think it'll be alright. Tell me about it. I know we're living separate lives. Think it'll be all right.
all we do is hide away. All we do is chase the day. All we do is chase the day.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Of your money in my mind. it in. Me and my Adelphi twin from Liverpool to Istanbul and two times back again. Where did the years all go? They went down to Mexico. If he knew then what I now know, he'd have never let me win. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twin. Whose are these tears that flow off with his head on with the show? If he knew then what I now know, he'd have hid that stupid grin. He mixed the potions up, put tea leaves in a coffee cup, the mushroom stems, the magic gems, it all went wrong right then. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twin. Oh, my Adelphi twin. We never saw it coming, but we sure did see it go. We tried to wave a warning, but our hands proved too slow. Following the bouncing ball, me and my Adelphi doll, from Liverpool to Istanbul, we must have played them all. And when my twin did go, leaving me a one-man show, I tell you now that I don't know what time or town I'm in. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twins. Oh, my Adelphi twins. You broke but would not bend. So bitter to the end. Oh, my Adelphi twins.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you. perfume if you're coming to her with a prayer. She died as a teen, thought of vampire. They would never let her rest in peace. Just another
summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Taking it back.
With a lover and a cradle, I'm sitting here